I am standing on the banks of the Patuxent River in Laurel, Maryland, where during the War of 1812, privateer Joshua Barney was often seen going up and down these waters as he became a big thorn in the side of the British Navy.
Joshua Barney commanded a fleet of barges called the Mosquito Fleet. They were 50 to 75 feet long.
His job wasn't to destroy the British. His job was to annoy them, buzz around, shoot off cannons, keep them occupied.
That's Deb Randall, founder of Venus Theater in Laurel, and Aaron Markovich, executive director of the preservationist organization Maryland Milestones. Markovich's booth is next to Randall's small stage in Riverfront Park that runs along the Patuxent. Barney was a Baltimore native, but Randall says they chose to feature him because he lived for a time in nearby Savage. The soothing sounds of the water present a perfect backdrop for the small audience. They listen attentively as Randall, dressed in pirate gear, talks about Barney's privateer days during the War of 1812.
He stood at the top of a hill in Bladensburg. The British were continuing to attack, and eventually they outflanked him, but he continues to fire on them until his ammunition runs out.
Randall is referring to the Battle of Bladensburg in 1814. It's sometimes called the Bladensburg Race because most American troops who were greatly outmanned, outgunned, and had a questionable chain of command fled during the attack. Markovich says Barney's gutsy sea dog reputation was much needed during that battle.
He's our big hero for the Battle of Bladensburg. He's the guy that actually stands at Eastern Avenue and aims the cannon down the hill, firing and actually injuring a lot of British soldiers. And so Barney was able to stay up there for about 3 hours, giving Dolly Madison, giving the citizens of Washington, D.C. enough time to evacuate and get the materials out of D.C.
What was Dolly Madison's...
Back on Randall's stage, she explains that from Bladensburg, the British marched to Washington and burned the Capitol. The delay by Barney gave the First Lady and others in the city time to get to safer locations. Prior to the festival, Randall held several improvisational workshops with students to teach them about Barney and perform at the festival.
Gracie and Tyler, can you be my performers, will you?
So Tyler knows a little bit about Joshua Barney, right?
Yep.
Should we ask
the students energetically acted out a war scene associated with Barney. Wearing a pirate's hat, middle school student Tyler Hoffmeyer says his mother forced him to participate. But now he's glad he did because he was impressed to learn that Barney commanded ships as a teenager and contributed greatly to the War of 1812.
It makes you realize there's a lot of heroes out there that aren't known and kind of deserve recognition. I think it'd be worthwhile for everyone to take the time to discover them.
Are you telling your other friends about Joshua Barney?
No, because I don't think they'd care. But I think they should, but they won't. I'll try.
Barney not only shined during the War of 1812, but he captured British ships during the American Revolutionary War as well. His home in Savage is now a bed and breakfast inn. I'm Gwendolyn Glenn reporting in Laurel for 88.1 WYPR.